wants his old job back. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
My fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Former President Trump last evening at his home in Mar-a-Lago announcing he's running for president again.
In 2020, I received the largest number of votes of any sitting president in history by a lot. And we will do it again, but with even more votes this time.
The former president said America has become a nation in decline and promised to reverse Biden administration policies, which he said have made the country once again dependent on foreign oil. President Biden called an emergency meeting of the G20 summit leaders, afterwards saying they were unanimous in their reaction to a Russian-made missile landing in Poland, killing two people.
We agreed to support Poland's investigation into the explosion in rural Poland near the Ukrainian border. And I'm going to make sure we figure out exactly what happened.
U.S. intelligence sources say their preliminary assessments suggest the missile was fired by Ukrainian forces at an incoming Russian rocket. NASA has launched its first moon mission in nearly 50 years with the early morning launch of the unmanned Artemis 1.
Now, the capsule won't be entirely empty. There will be three mannequins on board, which they're calling moonikins, that will be loaded with sensors to measure the G-force, the vibration of and the performance of the rocket as well as the capsule. It will take Orion 4 days to get to the moon. It will come as close as 60 miles from the lunar surface. This is the first test flight. The second one would send four astronauts on the same mission, orbit, not land on the moon. And then the third Artemis flight would actually put a man and a woman on the lunar surface.
Fox's Phil Keating at Cape Canaveral. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Homeland Security Secretary again telling Congress yesterday they have operational control at the U.S. southern border.
Despite record numbers of illegal crossings, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas doubling down on his assertion that the border's secure.
And we are working day in and day out to enhance its security.
But FBI Director Christopher Wray appearing to contradict Mayorkas during the Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing, describing the influx of dangerous drugs.
In Phoenix, we had a takedown working with CBP, who are phenomenal partners, I should add, where we seized in one vehicle interdiction enough fentanyl to kill the equivalent of the entire state of Pennsylvania.
Meanwhile, a federal judge striking down Title 42 on Tuesday, which allowed the expulsion of migrants crossing illegally, that could lead to even greater numbers of migrants.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. House Republicans still waiting for one more election victory to put them in the majority, held their leadership elections yesterday. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy nominated to run for Speaker of the House in January, saying,
"We're going to make Congress work again, not only ending proxy voting where people can show up to vote, but where the committees meet in person again to debate things that are important to the hardworking families who are struggling under this Biden agenda."
In the Senate, GOP leader Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to be reelected minority leader despite a challenge from Florida Senator Rick Scott. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans a test vote today on a bill that would write same-gender and interracial marriage into federal law. Police say a homeless man grabbed a butcher knife from a shelf at a Target store in downtown Los Angeles last night, stabbed a 9-year-old boy and a 25-year-old woman. The assailant was shot to death by a store security guard. Amid heightened tensions with Iran, an oil tanker has been struck by a bomb-carrying drone off the coast of Oman, according to a Mideast-based defense official. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.